Welcome to Overbuddy, the podcast for new web and mobile developers. My name is Mark Lassoff, and I'm the founder of LearnToProgram.tv. In this episode of Overbyte, we're going to answer the question I probably get more often than any other. What programming language should I learn first? And for years, I would give a pretty nuanced answer. Well, that depends. But my answer has changed. The answer that was once complex is now simple. If you're a beginner learning to code for the first time, there is a singular language you should learn first, and that language is JavaScript. So why JavaScript, you ask? Well, there was a time when quote-unquote real programmers were pretty down on JavaScript. They'd complain that it wasn't strongly typed like a real programming language. But times have very much changed, and JavaScript has matured and been legitimized in the minds of many developers. In fact, when I talk to potential employers today, JavaScript is the number one skill that they're seeking. So if you're just starting out in the world of development, you absolutely, 100% positively, should learn the JavaScript programming language. Here's why. First off, JavaScript is easy to learn. It doesn't require that you use strongly typed variables like C++ or Java. It doesn't require memory management or garbage collection skills like C-based languages. JavaScript also doesn't require an understanding of object-oriented programming to get started like many modern programming languages do. There's a wealth of formal options and informal free options for learning JavaScript code. For a free option, you can check out the W3 School's JavaScript tutorial. It's a great place to learn the basics. For a comprehensive formal option for learning JavaScript fundamentals, you can view Learn to Program's own JavaScript Specialist designation course. Another reason I recommend JavaScript so highly to new developers is that you can see the results of your work immediately. Nothing's more satisfying to new developers than seeing their code run. Without a bothersome compilation process, JavaScript developers can test their code immediately in a web browser. And who doesn't like immediate gratification? Another reason I recommend JavaScript is that JavaScript is both free and accessible. There's no specialized development environment or software development kit that needs to be downloaded, configured, and installed, or even purchased. This allows new developers to get started immediately. You're not going to spend time and money getting things correctly configured. It's easy to forget that not everyone has huge resources to invest in equipment and software. Because all JavaScript requires is a web browser and text editor, it's an extremely economical way to get started if you're a new developer, because almost every computer today comes with some type of text editor and web browser. Another reason I recommend JavaScript is the growth of the language. There's no question that the sheer numbers of developers using JavaScript has grown tremendously over the last 5 years. Now, the reason for the growth is interesting. JavaScript has grown not just because more developers are choosing it, but the number of domains for its use has multiplied as well. What do I mean by that? Well, JavaScript's utility has increased. When JavaScript was first introduced, it was a language used to create interaction on websites. Now, JavaScript is a language that's used to create mobile apps, website backends using Node.js, and even as a scripting language for some games. The flexibility I'm talking about here makes it very rewarding to learn JavaScript because there are so many things a new developer can do fairly quickly. There's no other language that you can learn and make complex web-based apps and full mobile apps as well. You know, there are loads of opportunities for JavaScript developers. So if you're going to learn a language, you should learn one that has a number of jobs associated with it. Last year, Mashable stated, to be a star programmer, learn JavaScript and move to Utah. While I don't really agree with the moving to Utah part, the need for JavaScript developers really isn't debatable. As I was preparing this podcast, I made a search on Indeed for JavaScript jobs in New York. There were over 3,500 available. That's a lot of jobs in one city for a single coding skill set. Now, it's important to remember when you look at JavaScript jobs, not every job is listed as vanilla JavaScript. Most of the jobs are listed as requiring one of the many popular JavaScript frameworks or libraries that are in use today. Popular JavaScript frameworks include AngularJS, although most developers just call it Angular, and that allows you to build enterprise-level JavaScript applications. jQuery is another popular JavaScript library, which essentially introduces a shorthand for JavaScript and provides a number of convenience commands. So if you're going to start coding, JavaScript is not the only language you need. However, it's probably the most important. As you consider options, I hope you'll check out Learn to Program's own designated JavaScript specialist certification program as you learn this most important language. Hey, thanks for listening to Overbyte. My name is Mark Lassoff, and I'll look forward to seeing you in class.